As the war in Syria drags on, opposition rebel groups are facing the relentless need to recruit new fighters. And one disturbing way they do that is by posting images of dead fighters on social media. They present these dead fighters as martyrs and heroes, and they tell followers they can be heroes too. The Washington Post's Joby Warwick has written about this. Describe, first of all, Joby, these social media posts for us.
Well, it's definitely an unusual way to attract followers, but this is a very serious effort. What happens is, after someone dies on the battlefield, there's a sense that the rebels need to present him as a martyr, which is a very big deal. And you do that not with just a nice casual photo of the guy who is living, but an actual portrait of the man in death. And typically these are rebels that are posed in very natural, sometimes smiling, sometimes grinning poses to suggest that they've gone to their reward in the afterlife.
So grinning, do they die with a smile on their face? Or are they actually posing their faces into smiles?
The secrets of how they manipulate corpses are exposed here, but there is a sense that they are being manipulated. It's fairly easy to do. You can show someone appearing to be grinning, even if in some cases they have grievous injuries. Sometimes parts of their bodies are missing, but they manage to pose the face in a way that it looks like they're actually smiling or grinning even.
Joby, you talk about these dead men. Are there any female martyrs?
Have not seen any female martyrs, but interestingly, they come from all across the spectrum in terms of foreign countries. There are Europeans, there are many North Africans, people from across the region, not just Syrians. In fact, it seems to be that the ones that are most likely to be posed in this way are foreign jihadis who come to Syria to fight.
You've written in your reporting that Jabhat al-Nusra, the Islamist faction linked to al-Qaeda in Syria, uses Twitter and Facebook in the same way as corporations and government agencies in the U.S. Explain that.
We've seen for a very long time that jihadist groups, al-Qaeda and others, like to use the internet. But in the case of these Syrian groups, it's quite sophisticated. They've got sort of daily tweets, daily updates. They've got followers, sometimes tens or even hundreds of thousands of followers for some individuals. And they use Twitter to counter negative messages, to present themselves as good guys, as people who are charitable, who try to help the communities where they live, and try to oppose this concept that they're al-Qaeda-like or rebels. And, of course, our government, the United States, thinks they are indeed terrorists.
Are they also using it as kind of a propaganda machine to raise money?
Absolutely. In fact, there have been some very innovative uses of Twitter and other social media networks to raise money, not just by appealing or sending out some random appeals to people to send them cash, but also to put up pieces of merchandise, a car, a diamond necklace, even a hotel package, and put those up. They try to hold online auctions using Twitter. They get money to come in. They post an account where the cash can be deposited, and they can raise millions of dollars who that means.
Back to plan A, though, for this campaign, basically recruitment for new rebels. Is that working? I mean, a picture of a dead body, does that make you really want to go and fight?
Yeah, one would not in this country or in a Western context, surely, but for the Islamist, there is this belief that that dying in the cause of jihad is essentially the highest thing you can do, the most supreme sacrifice a person can make. And so there is this sense that if you become a martyr, then you go immediately into paradise. Your body doesn't decay. All these rewards are associated with that. And so by showing dead corpses in these very peaceful and sometimes very happy positions or expressions, it does sort of reinforce the idea that if you come here, if you die as a martyr, this is a great thing you're doing for the cause, for Islam, for Allah, and it has an appeal.
How does Twitter feel about this? I mean, what is the protocol at Twitter when it comes to such gruesome images on its site?
It's a very interesting dilemma for Twitter and some of these other social media sites because they are well aware that they're being used to present these kinds of messages. Occasionally, they'll try to block a site or block an account that's being used by a known terrorist organization. But truth is, there's way too many of these to try to monitor or to try to stop every one. And so despite the criticism, these groups would just say, this is really not something we can control.
Joby Warwick with The Washington Post, thanks for talking with us.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.